Bet you guys didn't expect to hear from me this soon, did you? I'm kidding, you probably did. I mean, I've been pretty much very active in the past couple of hours, so you probably did expect that. I mean, I just wanted that for dramatic effect. Hello, everyone. It is 2019. It's a girl. Throw away your list. Or audio girl, for those who know me. On the Philippine Not Safe for Work subreddits. I've been gone for a while again, and yes, my audios have still been inconsistent. But yeah, as always, life happens, and as much as I'd like to get back to recording, it's not that easy. It's not that easy when you have so much to do, and, you know, life throws things at you. I mean, you know this. I've probably mentioned this so many times. But I thought I would, you know, check back in, talk to people I haven't talked to in a while, brush the cobwebs off my Discord, and suddenly there are like, I have no idea how many of you are there, but there are suddenly so many people entering the Discord, and thank you so much. I'm glad that despite my inactivity, you guys are still interested in hearing from me and what I do, and chatting with me. Nowadays, I prefer public messaging, mostly to keep myself safe. While I have lain dormant for quite a while, that doesn't mean that the creepy private messages are, you know, are stopping anytime soon. So if I haven't responded to you on my private messages or on Reddit chat, please do not be offended. It's just me trying to keep myself safe. Especially now that I have launched a Twitter account, and maybe that's not the wisest thing for me to do. But I am doing my best to take the right precautions I won't be revealed. I won't get doxxed or anything like that. But yeah, please don't be mad if this is the case, or if you feel like I haven't responded. You can always do so on my Discord. I'm nice there, I'm friendly, I don't bite, sometimes I don't show up there at all. But yeah, we talk games, we talk filth, we talk some pretty regular stuff, and I know that's probably not something that you might be used to if you usually follow a porn star on Discord. But really, I'm just comfortable with chatting, you know. Nothing too extreme. But yeah, why am I recording this? I have no idea, actually. But I kind of wanted to record. I just wanted to make an audio. Maybe answer a couple of questions. There was one set of questions that Orally Inclined sent to me when I posted that AMA post. I was initially considering just recording the entire thing. But it's, you know, I think it'll be much better if you guys just receive my responses as fast as possible. Except for Orally, though. Orally had a long list, and I think that's pretty great, because that gives me a proper excuse to make an audio. Oh, by the way, if you're hearing me differently, it's because I'm using my headset, my gaming headset, which I bought pretty recently, and I'm pretty happy with it, so I'm not using my pretty special phone for now. Orally Inclined has asked me, what are my top 5 not safe for work to-do list for 2019? Top 5 safe for work to-do list for 2019. Sexual preference evolved most over 2018, and what is your favorite picture of yourself you posted on Reddit? Let's start with the top 5 not safe for work to-do list for 2019. Okay, this is actually pretty tough. Also, if you're hearing that, that's my best friend, the plane. The plane likes to pass by every couple of minutes, so sometimes they appear in twos. Anyway, the top five not safe for work to-do list. It's actually pretty tough. Me and my SO want to do quite a lot. We go into pretty wild fantasies. I guess one thing that we always talk about and is always like almost part of our routine anyways when we play online is anal. So that would be my top one. And then the rest, top two to five, it's probably not in order. So one is anal, and then the rest would probably be I would like more toys to play with. I would also want to get into bondage. We bought rope recently, but we weren't really able to play with it much, and I'd love to do that again. Also like to get into some really deep submissive role playing, so probably like sex slave type. Definitely do more audios as well. I even promised him I would do more audios more frequently whenever I can, and which is why I asked like the PH subreddit, so, hey, what are good Tagalog phrases that you'd like for me to say, because I'm pretty bad at Tagalog dirty talk. For all my, you know, my BDSM kinks, I'm really vanilla when it comes to Tagalog dirty talk. I don't know if you've noticed with my Tagalog audio, The Maid, I can't even say a couple of words. Like, I keep cutting my sentences. I can't say a full sentence. I cannot say a full sentence, although I will do my very best to really get into that mood and give you that Tagalog loving sexy time, alright? What else? Did I already say four? So let me just repeat that. More toys, bondage, audios, okay, and getting into the whole sex slavery thing. In role playing, okay? In role playing. So yeah, that would be the top four at random, and then my number one would be anal, yeah. Top five safe for work to-do list for 2019. Number one is to travel out of the country with my SO. My guy and I have been to each other's countries, and it was a beautiful experience. I will not ever, ever, ever regret doing that. So this year we plan to go to a Southeast Asian country and to the States afterwards. I don't have the dates yet, but yeah, I mean, you'll pretty much see it because I'm pretty sure he'll take photos of me. I gotta make sure my body's all ready for that though. So that's one, travel outside of the country with my guy. Number two, I kind of don't want to mention this, but there is a very personal project that I'm working on with my guy. It has launched already and it's doing really well, and I really hope that it sees success. That's the best I can say. The third would be learning French, like properly and formally learning French. The fourth would be, man, I've had a lot of things I wanted to do, but then suddenly it's like I can't think about it. The fourth, oh yes, I did say I really needed to do this. The fourth would be to improve my networking skills. It's also part of my personal project and also part of my work, so just improve my networking skills. And the fifth would be like actually getting into exercise and being fit. Like some of you will probably argue, yeah, but your body's beautiful. You're like, yeah, but it's soft and cute. And I kind of want it to be, you know, bam. Know what I mean? So yeah, I think those would be my top five safe for work to-do list. Oh, also maybe getting back into studying another course. Maybe it's a short course or something. With, I can't say again, but yeah, it's me going, getting back, getting my books, learning, all that. Oh, what sexual preference evolved most over 2018? Breeding. I got into breeding so much. That's mostly because of my guy. I don't know, there's just something very sexy about that. And it's not even like, I never really, like, I don't know. One thing you should know about me is that I'm very paranoid of getting pregnant. I've had my fair share of pregnancy scares, and I get really traumatized, and back then, I literally cry after sex because I'm scared that I might get pregnant. So, I mean, sex education was really bad those days, so yeah. So now, how do I say this? Having a man come inside me after, like, not having that, or, like, whatever, feels really fucking good. Like, the first time, I don't know if this is gonna be TMI, but the first time I experienced a man come inside me, it was really fucking good. I don't know if, like, other girls are into this shit, but, like, I just wanted to keep going right after that. First of all, my SO would let me come first, all of the time. But honestly, if a man comes inside me first, or if he comes inside me first, I don't mind. It feels that good. That good to me. So, yeah, breeding. Surprise! Breeding, yes. Also, another thing that I really enjoyed is being worshipped. It's so weird because I'm really submissive. Like, I'm used to being the one on my knees, worshipping cock. I'm used to, you know, preparing my body, make sure my guys rock hard all the time so I could, you know, go back on my knees and suck cock. Yeah, I'm so used to being the one to do this, but actually getting some worship feels really good too. It's really relaxing, especially since the past couple of months, they've been really good to me, but also they've been really stressful in terms of the workload. And so getting home, getting to sleep a bit, then waking up when my guy's at his place, and then just listening to him worshiping me, my body, you know, my sensuality, I guess. It's feels so good. It feels really, really good. Men, please, if you have partners, worship them. Give them a good time. They will repay you 100-fold. As is my principle. What is my favorite picture of myself that I posted on Reddit? I actually have to... Let me just take a quick look at my Imgur. If I'm still logged on to this. If I am, Jesus Christ. Okay, now I'm just going to check out my Reddit, my subreddit. Da-da-da. But the first one would probably be, like, I have a lot of favorites, I guess. But the first one would probably be my profile photo on Reddit, and my profile photo on Twitter. That was the very first sexy selfie that I've taken of myself. It was just really my blanket draped over my breasts and just my lips. There's a full version of that with my entire face. Sent it to my ex back then. He really, really loved it. About a month later, I got into GWA, and yeah, that was it. I have a lot to thank GWA for, because it's really where I got to bring out my very, very, very filthy side. Right, my favorites. Just looking at my subreddit. I think another favorite of mine, just because it's so different from the things I post, is me holding that leather belt. However, oh yes, I know what my real favorite is. My real favorite is me wearing a black bra, holding a red mug, a black collar along around my neck, and the words "Daddy's little slut" written on my chest, because this was the photo I took the night I said yes to my guy, my significant other. It was such a wonderful feeling, and just going back to that, I love it. It was also the very first time I rented out a space merely to just record audios for you guys, and it was a wonderful experience, albeit slightly stressful because there's a lot to write and there's a lot to do. But I enjoyed it because getting to that Airbnb space to record everything I could have recorded there is all thanks to your support. The dogs will agree. It's all thanks to you guys. To you, you know, just listening now. Maybe you've just heard me now. Or maybe you've been listening to me way, way, way back then when I still made that pretty embarrassing verification audio. But yeah, that wouldn't be possible with you guys, without you guys. And so yeah, that's my favorite. I guess that's about it. Are those all his questions? Yeah, that seems to be it. I'm gonna see if I can post this immediately, but of course, if you guys have any more questions, feel free to do so. I actually have an idea. I might record this in a bit, but seeing as I'm recording at like 9 p.m., the dogs are still barking, the planes are still flying. Maybe for my next audio, you probably won't be able to enjoy yourselves that much because there's so much noise, but I will post it anyways. Or at least I'll try to post it anyways. Anyways, enough of being cryptic. Thank you for listening if you've reached this far. I really appreciate you taking the time. If you've joined my Discord, thank you. Welcome. And I encourage you to check out my Twitter because I feel like that's a place where I'll actually be more active. Especially since I'm always on Twitter in real life, so. Alright, that's it. I'll talk to you later. Much love, lust. Mwah.